I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. University of Alabama Birmingham Hospital officials say another patient has tested positive for a bacteria that can lead to a type of pneumonia. Alabama Public Radio's Stan Engel reports the bacteria spreads through water.
UAB hospital officials say that a ninth patient tested positive for Legionella bacteria. The Jefferson County Department of Health has also said a hospital visitor tested positive for the bacteria. Two of the eight patients who initially tested positive for Legionella bacteria later died. Their causes of death are unclear. According to federal health officials, Legionella bacteria typically spreads through water. Hospital officials have said the facility's water system has been treated and flushed with 160-degree water after the first cases were reported. Hospital officials say they're working with county and state health officials along with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Stan Engold, APR News.
Alabama's governor says he's not surprised by problems in the Veterans Administration healthcare system because he saw them years ago when he was a young doctor working in VA hospitals in Birmingham and Tuscaloosa. Governor Robert Bentley told reporters today that he recalled feeding a veteran who wasn't being fed properly. Bentley says he's not sure any federally run healthcare system will work well, and it's time to consider providing veterans with high-quality health insurance in place of existing VA programs. Bentley served in the Army before opening his dermatology practice in Tuscaloosa. He left that practice to run for governor in 2010. And for several years now, schools have been serving kids more fruits and vegetables in an effort to make them healthier. Those nutrition standards that Congress passed are now under scrutiny from some lawmakers. One of the arguments against the standards is that kids are simply throwing out more food because they don't want to be told what to eat or they just don't like it. But U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says a Harvard study found that just wasn't the case.
At the end of the day, 30% of all food in this country is wasted, so it's not unusual to see some food waste in schools, but it is not any greater than it was before the passage of this law, and I think that's a spurious claim that really is not valid.
Vilsack says 35% of Alabama children are obese or overweight, and that leads to added health costs down the road for everyone and can affect whether or not they're learning in school. Now, for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Our forecast on this Thursday evening includes a mild evening with temperatures falling back around 70 for a low, partly to mostly clear. As for Friday, good chance for scattered storms, but it doesn't rain all day. Some storms could become rather strong. Highs in the 80s on Friday. As for the weekend, the risk of rain is small, but a lone afternoon storm or two will be possible. Risk of rain is at 30%, highs close to 90. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.